I went back and personally sent out about 100 letters to all of the persons that I knew of and had some record of that served as a leader in the black community, whether it was a garden club, a principal, a pastor, or what. Some 100 letters went out, calling a meeting for them to meet at the YMCA. We held a meeting. I told them that what we would hope to do is to present to the Chamber of Commerce a plan of stating the things that we wanted to see happen in this city as far as black people are concerned. It had to do with public accommodations. It had to do with the use of recreational facilities. It had to do also with jobs and representation on the various boards and commissions, because at that time there was not a single black on any municipal board. And when we would approach the city hall with these matters, they would say they would like to have one if they could find a qualified one. So we had all these things arranged. Then we elected from that group, elected 7 people to represent the black community in dealing with the white community. I was elected as the chairperson of that 7. And I think Joe Ward, who was a very conservative person, was sort of the leader for the chamber group. 2 of us worked together. And to tell you the truth, I didn't think a great deal was going to happen with a person like Joe Ward representing the chamber. And he was considered ultra-conservative. But it was amazing the kind of candor, the kind of forthrightness in which we dealt with the issues and the progress that was made. I think that that's a story that has not been written. Mm-hmm. Which I believe is one of the most outstanding stories that we have that occurred during that particular period in relation to the civil rights movement.